welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
Don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We've got a lot to cover, so I just want to get right on into the teaching I've been sharing on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as we closed yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about the word of wisdom, and we might inquire, well, how do we receive this word of wisdom? How does it come to us? Well, one author stated that it can be manifested through the audible divine voice, by angelic visitation, by dream or by vision, or through spiritual gifts of prophecy or tongues and interpretation. And also it can come by just an inner knowing. For example, I'm just thinking of one example in the scripture. Remember Joseph, when after Jesus was born, they were asleep, and the Lord warned Joseph in a dream about the persecution that was coming to the infants and told them to flee out of Bethlehem. And so they did and went down to Egypt. That was an example of knowing something in the future that, of course, there's no way Joseph could have known that, but the Lord revealed it to him. Another example from Scripture, a word of wisdom about the future, is given to Lot by angels in the 19th chapter of Genesis. And let me turn and read those couple verses quickly. Genesis 19 and 12 says, "And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." So very clearly, there was a warning coming from the Lord to Lot that this was happening in the very near future, which, of course, it did. And then, of course, Joseph's future was revealed in dreams. You remember that he was eventually going to become ruler right next to Pharaoh in Egypt to save the his people Israel, his family, those 70 people that came down to escape the famine. Obviously, he didn't know all, but the highlights. Our wise God doesn't show us many times all of our future troubles, but rather gives encouragement. And then another example from the 8th chapter of Acts in the New Testament. Remember, Philip was sent to minister salvation to a very famous man from Ethiopia, the Ethiopian eunuch. And an angel of the Lord spoke with specific instructions. And of course, he went to him. He explained the way of salvation. He baptized him, and then he just vanished. The Spirit of the Lord carried him away. And it says the Ethiopian went on his way rejoicing. And in each of these cases, note the purpose of the gifts. They were ministering redemption in some way. Philip, to win a soul to Christ. And of course, we know Jesus won the Samaritan woman at the well with supernatural knowledge. He said, the man you're with now is not your husband, and you've had five husbands. These, of course, are very dramatic ways, but this gift usually comes to believers, that's you and I, through the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. We just have an inner knowing about the future, or a special impartation of inner wisdom about a present situation. And that's why I'm taking the time to share on these broadcasts, because I think for many that may be listening, you think, well, you know, that's not for me. I don't experience supernatural things. But many times, even without your awareness, the Lord is warning you, perhaps, of some future danger, or you just feel led to do this or to do that. And as it generally always develops, that you find it was nothing that you could have known in a natural way. It was just a prompting, just a little nudge to do something. Well, the Holy Spirit's very gentle, so I want you to start paying attention to those nudges, because the Lord may be giving you a word of wisdom about your situation or someone else's. Let's look at some more examples from Scripture. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 1, the Lord sent Samuel to Jesse to anoint a king among his sons. And of course, Jesse had a number of sons, and so as he looked over the sons, his natural wisdom and his own selection would have chosen Eliab, who was the eldest son. However, the still small voice of the Spirit of God showed Samuel that it wasn't any of those present, so he asked Jesse, "Do you have one any more?" And he said, "There's one out in the field." And of course, that was David. And David was shown to Samuel as to be the future king of Israel. And then, of course, in Jesus' life, in Mark 5:39, we see in Jairus' daughter that she wouldn't stay dead. Jesus raised her to life. And then, of course, in Mark, the 7th chapter, verse 29, Jesus gives a word of wisdom to the Syrophoenician woman, and she could return home because her daughter was set free, and she believed it, and of course it was true. And then Mark, the 10th chapter, verse 21, remember that story about the rich young ruler? He asked Jesus, "What could I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Keep the commandments." He said, "Well, I've done this since my youth." And so Jesus tells him how to find joy in the future, which is, you know, sell what thou hast, give to the poor. And he shows him how this must be done in his individual case, because, of course, obviously riches were more important than following the will of God. So the word of wisdom is like all of the other gifts of the Spirit. When we need them, they'll be there. It's not as we operate them, it's as the Holy Spirit wills. The Holy Spirit, however, is never miserly in his bestowal of gifts, neither does he imprudently dispense gifts in every direction. The purpose of them is to bring glory to Jesus, and they're given by grace. For the gifts to operate, our lives should be in tune with the Lord. And not only that, that's why I'm taking the time to share on the broadcast. We should be earnestly desiring spiritual gifts. So I pray as I share this simple teaching that will stir up a desire in your heart to commune in an even greater and deeper and more sensitive way with the Holy Spirit, so he can allow his gifts to be operating in your life. The word of wisdom is supernatural direction for the present and the future. Remember that. It's just simple understanding of God's wisdom, his direction for the present or for the future. Now, as we turn to the word of knowledge, that's supernatural knowledge about the past and the present. The word of knowledge is given to believers on occasion, and because it's a gift, one doesn't just gradually acquire it or kind of, you know, get experience in moving in it. It just happens spontaneously. It's a divine revelation about people, places, events in the past as well as the present. It's not a gift that is used to bring up people's sins of the past. That's important. Why? Because, again, the gift of prophecy to edify, comfort, exhort. God doesn't do that. You know, the word of knowledge may be used to restore one back into fellowship with God, but again, we must remember God's purpose in these gifts. Man simply receives supernatural knowledge. He doesn't add anything to it, and it's for God's glory. It's to minister to someone and help someone. It's not Bible knowledge that's gained after much study. It's not natural ability where someone has been gifted with a high IQ. And it's certainly not involved with fortune telling or parapsychology. There's nothing occult about it. It comes directly from the Lord. It comes in the same way as the word of wisdom, through visions, dreams, angels, or even through vocal gifts on occasion. However, most of us don't have such dramatic spiritual encounters in a frequent manner. The inner voice of the Holy Spirit to our hearts is what we recognize and how God deals with us most of the time, for the benefit of ourselves or for someone else. The Holy Spirit can impart this. Why? Because, remember what I shared on a previous broadcast? God is omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's in all places at one time, and He knows all things, past, present, and future. So you see, there is a wonderful way that God can reach into the hearts of people's souls, and He can just touch them and bring honor to Him. He can help them at their point of need, and how we all need that. Isn't that true? Let's look at an example from the New Testament in Acts, the ninth chapter, verses 10 through 12. And there was certain disciples at Damascus, a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Now, this is an excellent demonstration of the word of knowledge. And you know, I've read instances in our day and time. For example, when that bridge collapsed, or even in the horrific moments of 9/11, I've heard of testimonies of people that were actually scheduled, their ticket was on of that particular flight that went down, and yet they just, circumstances intervened, they just didn't get on the plane. And you see, again, and they were Christian, this is an example of the Lord intervening to prevent what would have been their sure death. So we're going to continue on tomorrow, but my time is drawing to a close, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's always just a blessing to share this time with you. I invite you to write. If you have prayer needs, some of you have some things that you really are heavily burdened for, and you really can't share them with anyone, well, your letters are confidential, and it'll just be between you and the Lord and myself. So I invite you to write. You'll have a personal letter and a personal prayer from me, and it's another way in which your life can be enriched by the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.